Karen, you're going to tell us a reincarnation story before.
Yeah, this is a fun thing. There was a German shepherd by the name of Honey, and I met her. I had a baptism, and the lady came and said, "Could I see her dog?" You know, and it's just after I said, "Okay." The dog had some kind of a rash, so I helped her with the rash. And then about a month later, she called and said, "Can you come down? I want you to meet somebody from California." I says, "Okay." Well, I sat with the dog. Sometimes I do a scan an animal. That's how I scan, you know, and I find things. I find cold spots and I know there's something not right. So when I was scanning him, I says, "Something's wrong with this dog." I said, "You'll have to take him to a vet." And when she did, he had cancer. So she took this dog all over with her. Then she called me about 2 months later, and he lost about 50 pounds, and she was going to take him to Las Vegas on a vacation. And while she's making all these attempts to call people, I stopped her and said, "This dog can't go anyplace." I said, "How am I going to tell her about her dog's going to die, you know?" I says, "He can't even stand up." She says, "Oh, yes, he can." I says, "I see another part he can't." And I said, "Do me a favor, take him to the vet." I says, "Because he has to have immediate attention."
Yeah.
And when she did the next day, she needed to put him to sleep. Now, before we did this, I said to him, I said, "Honey, I want to ask you a question, and I can help you to make your transition much more peaceful," meaning I call the needle of peace, okay?
Yeah.
Instead of waiting a dog to be in such pain. And I said, "Do me a favor." And I don't have any idea about breeds of dogs or parts of the animal whatsoever, okay? I asked him to put his left ear down. Now, I didn't even know this was possible. And people tell me it isn't. But he put his left ear down for me, that he wanted me to do this. And half hour later, I had the owner do the same thing. Same thing happened. So then she knew. I said, "He knows that she wants to go." And so the doctor came, you know, gave her the needle. About 2 weeks later, she said she wanted another German Shepherd. And I saw it in the paper, and I called her, but she already went. And instead of having, like, a three-month-old German Shepherd, two new Shepherds were being born. So she bought both of them. She called one Honey and one Brandy. And so I went down to see them. And now it's Brandy, but Brandy really is Honey, because guess what? He's born with the ear down.
That's funny.
And recognize me immediately.
Did you tell the owner that?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And she's still trying to get the ear up. And I says, "Well," I says, "I can help you with it, but we never got a chance to do that." Definitely, definitely. And there was another German Shepherd, and same thing. And it was with German Shepherds, but with all kinds of dogs. And it was my partner's dog. Before the dog actually came into being, I saw in my mind's eye. You know how sometimes you see something in your mind's eye?
Yeah.
Okay. I saw a German Shepherd. Excuse me. With roses coming down.
All my guests have been sick, by the way, lately. I've had 4 guests in the last week and a half, and all of them are coming down with something.
What's your animals now?
No, with my guests.
With your guests? Oh, I know
my
that.
Guests,
your
my guests are sick.
I heard that last time somebody had, the other
They're
day, that they had a real bad, I know. Well, we don't want to talk about it because I'll start. Going back to this German Shepherd, I saw roses coming down. And I thought it was another, and he said, "You know," he says, I said, "you have to get yourself a dog." He went all the way to Ohio, and I told him the kind of dog he was going to get. Out of all, it's like FBI farm. There were 13 dogs. I said, "You're going to find him, but she'll be very shy, very demure, and she's going to, like, look at you and forget you. Like, you know, she knows what she wants." He saw the dog, but he was afraid maybe it's not the right dog. He held it, and he went back. He brought the dog back that very day. Now, mostly the dogs would be crying, you know, never cried. All the time he was in the house, never cried. But the very next day, he tipped the bowl down. He was 4 months old. Excuse me.
This is live radio, Reverend.
I know. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what happens, the dog sees his face in the bowl. And that's what this other dog used to do. And the other dog's name was Rose.
And that's where the roses came, and that's exactly how she, from the time she was 4 months old, she knows everybody.